Daf is Daf Yud Aleph. So we got to around 10 lines down. The two dots, Gemara quotes the Mishnah, Mikra Muad v'Halachas Merubos. The Mishnah brought a few examples of halachas that were only based on a few psukim, but there are a lot of halachas to speak of. So the Gemara quotes a Braisa, Tana Negaim v'Olos, Mikra Muad v'Halachas Merubos. Another example is Negaim and Olos, Tumas Ohel. These are also very little psukim, but a lot of halachas. So Gemara says, what do you mean? Negaim, mikra muat, negaim, mikra murubo. There's two parshas pretty much about it. There's a lot of psukim about negaim. How could it call it mikra muat? So Gemara says, Amar Rav Papa, hachi kama, negaim, mikra muruba of halachas muatos. No, it's saying negaim, it's missing in a very important line there. Negaim have a lot of psukim, but very little halachos. In contrast to olos, which are mikra muat, only a small amount of psukim, but halachos murubos, but there are a lot of halachas to speak of. My nafkamin, who really cares? What's the need for telling what has a lot of psukim, what has a lot of halachas? So the Gemara says, "Imistapka lacha milsa b'negayim ayin b'kra." It's giving you advice. If a person doesn't know a certain halacha about negayim, so what should he do? So the fact that Brisa tells us there are more psukim than there are halachas, look in the psukim for the answer for the negayim. And imistapka lacha milsa b'olos. If you have some suffix about a din of ohel, so then telling us there's more halachas than there are psukim, so ayin b'masis and look in the mishnayos and olos to find the answer. Then the Gemara says dinam. So the Gemara says that dinam was another example. The Mishnah said that dinam was another example of mikra muat halachas merubos. Michtav ksivan, where there's so many psukim about dinam, all parts mishpatim and beyond that. So the Gemara says lo nitzacha ela lekidir Rebbe. It's referring to a particular din of Rebbe, which is based on very little. What's that din? The Sani, the Braisa tells us that Rebbe Omer nefesh tachas nefesh mamon. That a nefesh replaces another nefesh doesn't mean literally. It means tashlumim. Atomer mamon, you say it means mamon, or you know, nefesh mamish. Maybe it's meant to be taken literally that yes, it's a nefesh tachas nefesh mamish. You kill the guy. So Gemara says can't be because it's a gzer shava nemra nesina lamat. It says nesina lower down in another area. The pasuk here is referring to im asan yev and asat the nefesh tachas nefesh is one pasuk, and it says nemra nesina lamala. It also says earlier the pasuk says v'chi not to anashim, reading the side here v'nak fu isha hara v'yatzi ladeha. Two men are fighting. They hit a pregnant woman, the wife, along the side. So that case of the hitting the pregnant lady and causing her to miscarriage, everybody agrees there. Malahalan mamon. That certainly is mamon. So through the gzer shava nefesh shachas nefesh, also afkan mamon. So to nefesh shir means in the context of nesina, it also refers to mamon. So since these psukim are not so clear, that's why it calls dinim a mikra muat.
Specifically in this case,
because yeah, no, this pretty right. This din. So then the Gemara quotes Avodos. Avodos also was an example of Mikra Muat. Mikra Muat, Michtev Ksivan. There's so many psukim about karbanos. Look at all of Sefer Vayikra. So the Gemara says, Lo Nitzcha Ela L'Holachas Dam. It's referring to the particular din of Holacha. We know when it comes to karbanos, there are four basic Avodos. There's first the Shechita, which is Lav Avodahi, but that's considered one of the four stages. Then after the Shechita is what? What's next? The Kabbalah, and then? Nope, halacha first, and then zrika. Right, those are the four. So the din is halachas hadam. That's the chiddush, that there is no pasuk that refers to halachas dam. What do you mean? So the Gemara explains the sign of the Braisa tells us the pasuk says v'hikrivo. So the entire pasuk says v'shachar es ben habakar l'fnei Hashem yushech the cow, and the pasuk says v'hikrivo bnei Aaron akarnim es hadam. They bring the dam closer. It sounds like halacha v'hikrivo. You bring it closer. And then the pasuk says v'zarkus adam, then you sprinkle the blood. It sounds like the only avodah missing here is Kabbalah. It doesn't mention Kabbalah here. So the Gemara quotes this Brisa that darshans this v'krivo zo kabbalas zu kabbalas adam. Even though the word hakrivo is used, it's actually referring to kabbalas adam. And v'afki rachmana b'lashon halacha, but it used the word hakrivo, even though it's referring to kabbalas adam, it used the word hakrivo, which is also indicating halacha. From the other pasuk, the word hikriv elsewhere, referring to bringing the limbs to the mizbeach, that clearly means halacha. Vamar mar zu halacha sevarm lekevesh. So we're saying from here, so just like hikriv by the kohen sevarm is referring to halacha, so too hikrivo earlier, even though that hikrivo, we'll see Rashi in just a moment, that hikrivo is defined as a kabbalah, and doesn't mention anywhere halacha, the word ikrivo is being used to also teach me halacha. That's the remez for halacha. To tell me, lemeimer, to teach us, says the Gemara, the halacha, lo tafke michla kabbalah. So what's going on here? Let's fit in, you know, there's some gaps here in the understanding. So look at Rashi. So Rashi says, v'hikrivo zu kabbalah zadam. Afal pi, Rashi says, this is a halfway down Rashi's, Afa pishu lashon halacha, even though the word hakriva means to bring closer, which is halacha, einu ela kabbalah. It really means catching the blood. Why? Sharei la'acha shchita nichtava. This pasuk v'ikruvo is immediately after it says shchita. Again, the pasuk says v'shachet es ben aparka lefnei Hashem v'ikruvo. What's the next mice after shchita? Must be kabbalah. So ikruvo has to be referring to kabbalah. And ein halacha elam kein kibbal adam. You can't have halacha unless you've done a kabbalah first. So that's why we're interpreting the pasuk v'ikruvo to refer to catching v'ikruvo, referring to catching the blood and not halacha.
What would be the problem if Kabbalah wasn't mentioned? You're saying that, you know, we say, why do we have, what do you mean there's no psukim? We have all these psukim, and we say, well, one of the above is not mentioned. What's the difference which one is not mentioned?
Ah.
Why do we have to kind of make a little bit of a tortured analysis to say that this really does mean Kabbalah?
No, it has to be Kabbalah, because Kabbalah is a necessary avoda. You need
right.
That. Halacha isn't necessary. Look at the next Rashi, and maybe this will help answer the question. Look at Rashi, lo tafke michlau kabbalah. L'chol dvareha, that what it means is that halacha does not remove itself from the world of kabbalah. V'yaf agav shi'evo d'she'ef shelevatla, even though you could really circumvent the halacha, you don't need halacha, how? Shim rata shokhe b'tad mizbech v'zorik, you could really circumvent it. Heyecha de lo batla, when you don't, when you actually have to use halacha, then it does become avodahi. Umifaglin as a carbon, b'machshava. If a kohen has the wrong mindset, he's mifaglin, it's piggle. And tricha kohen, when he does it, you need a kohen to do the halacha. And he has to wear big tekuna. And it's posed by onen v'yoshivara. All the halachas apply. Even though it's not a necessary avoda, when it is employed, it has all the different dinim. But for that reason, since it's able to be circumvented, that's why we try to say that hikrivo really refers to Kabbalah. But since the word hikrivo is also being used, we could learn from here this concept of its fourth avoda called halacha. Okay. Fine. Gemara now says taros. Quotes from the Mishnah. So taros was another example of something that's mikra muat and halacha is merubos. Gemara says mikra muat, michtiv ksivan. There are many psukim about taros. So Gemara says lo nitzcha ela l'shiur mikva de lo ksiva. It's referring to the shiur, the size of a mikva, which is not written anywhere. That's the particular halacha that's not written. The sign of the Brisa tells us v'rochatz b'mayim. What's the word rochatz b'mayim? You wash, you bathe in the mayim. B'mei mikva. So look at Rashi to explain what this drush is. B'mayim says Rashi around 15 lines up from the bottom. Nekudaso b'pasach. The pas b'mayim, not b'mayim, b'mayim, the water. What does that mean? Mashma mayim hamyuchadim. The water that was designated for this lafuke shuvim, as opposed to drawn water, has to be rainwater that came yuchad to this place. We know you don't need Maim Chaim. You don't need from a spring for the Tevila in general. Only the Zav requires Maim Chaim. Mechlal the Shar Tmeim. Other types of Tumas Lav Maim Chaim Bo. They don't need it. Now it could work for them, but they don't need it. Only the Zav requires Maim Chaim. Miu, but still nonetheless, when it comes to other mikvos, b'mayim, michadim, b'mikva, afa pishen gishamim. It has to be something that's been designated to use for the mikvah, even though they're rain, that can be used. They were miucha, they landed in that place, as opposed to shuvim, water that's been drawn in the area, that's possible. So that's the first rasha, not our point right now, but rachatz, b'mayim means mei mikvah, referring to the waters that's miucha to the mikvah. The next part of the pasuk of the Gemara darshins, es kol b'saro, you have to bathe the entire body. What does that mean? Mayim shekol gufo ola behen, has to be enough water where the entire body could immerse. The kamehain, how much is that? Ama al ama barom shalosh amos. So one by one square, and then has to be a height of 3 amos above. Vishiyaru chachamim me mikva arbam sa. They were able to figure out that's rather the amount of 40 sa. So look at Tosfos in the bottom here. Dibar maschil barom shalosh amos. That the height of a person is 3 amos high. Now, it depends, of course, how you define an amma. 20 inches, it could be 1.5 feet, whatever it is, but it's 3 amos according to the Gemara. So Tosfos has a problem with this because he writes, Afagav she'odem machzik dalad amos koma. Really, a person's height is 4 amos high. How does he know? Kedemuchach b'shmaisa and dechuch and dorech hakuch dalad amos koma sa'odem. He brings a raya from a Gemara. Ein ala gima amos levad harosh. So he says, no, you're right. In a chanami, a person's height is 4 amos, but you could still bend into 3 amos high and bend your head, and you could all fit in. So all you really need is that amount, even though a person's really higher than the actual mikvah.
What if it's like very long, and it has 40 gallons?
Yeah, as long as a person could be fully immersed, it would work, yeah. Okay. Gemara then says, Timaeus, which is another example of something that's mikra muat, michtam ksivan. There are many psukim about tameos. So Gemara says again, lo nitzcha ela lechadasha min asheretz. If a person touches just a size of a lentil of a sheretz, of a different type of one of these rodents, it could be a frog, whatever the examples of the Shemona Shratzim are, even if it's just a small amount, you're going to be tame as well. The lo ksiva, that's not written in the pasuk anywhere, the size of a sheretz. The sign of the Baraita tells us bahem. So this pasuk on the side tells us, "Eilu atmeim lachem bechol asheretz." The following is tameh with all the shrotim that are listed. Ko anogei bahem b'mosam yitma ad ha'ar. If you touch them when they're dead, then a person becomes tameh until the evening. It's just a one day tumah. So what does it mean bahem? So Gemara says bahem yachol b'chul. You have to touch the entire sheretz to become tameh. Tamalomer mehem. The pasuk elsewhere says mehem, only part of it you have to touch to become tameh. So yachol b'miksas. And you might think only touching part of it would make you tameh. Tamalomer bahem. You have to touch the entire sheretz. So which one is it? Is it miksas or is it kulam? So Gemara says haketzad. Ad sheyiga b'miktsaso shukakul. Has to where you touch part of it, which is a size of an entire one. What does that mean? Shiaru chachamim b'chadasha, the size of a lentil, shekein chomet chilaso b'chadasha. A chomet, Rashi says, your chomet's, Omer Ani, Rashi says, seven lines up. Omer Ani shehu min sheret shekorin limga, hagado b'klipas ha'oleches, mumagalas tamid kol kamish hagado, b'tchias hanita k'klipas ha'odashi. What are they, how they define a chomet here? What's the English say for a chomet? Anything?
The
size and the level of the beginning of the snail. A snail, okay. So a chomet is a snail. So a snail, when it starts growing, it's the size of a kadasha. So they're saying it has to be something that you, even though you touch a part of another sheretz, let's say, I don't know, a type of rodent of some sort, a porcupine could be one. So let's say you touch part of it. As long as you touch the size of a kadasha of that rodent, which is the size of a small snail, that's enough to make you tame. So it's miktas of that animal you're touching, but the size, it's a miktas, which is the size of the smallest sheretz you could possibly have of this small snail the size of a lentil. That's the chiddush here. So that's not mentioned in the pasuk. It's based on different drashas. That's why we call it mikra mua. And then the Gemara says, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Huda Omer, Kizanav Halta, like the tail of what's a halta? A lizard. Tarashi says, Kizanav Halta, the fish mefarkesis la'acha shenichtcha. If you cut off the tail of the lizard, it's going to start flapping around afterwards. V'hainu miktasa shukikulo sheish bochias. If you touch that the tail, even though it's only miktas of the lizard, it has its own life of its own. It's like a cool, it's like the entire sheretz. So touching that amount, that the tail would make a person tame as well. That's what you learn from the drasha, bahem and mayhem.
Okay. Also.
Hmm?
It regenerates.
Does he say that here?
No, I'm just saying that.
Oh, you're saying that. Okay. Fine. The Gemara says in the last line of Yud Aleph Amin Aleph, Arayos, the Gemara says it's only Mikra Muad. What do you mean? Michtav Miksivan. Look at Parshas Achrimos. Look at Parshas Kedoshim. There's plenty of psukim about Arayos. The Gemara says, Lo Nitzcha, this is only needed to this Mishnah to tell us Mikra Muad is referring to Lebito Me'anusaso Delo Ksiva. A man who had raped a woman and had a daughter, so that's not mentioned anywhere in the Pesukim that that's Aser. It's only based on these drashas. The Amar Rava, Amar Li Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avdimi, Aser Heina Heina, Aser Zima Zima. Rashi goes through all the various drashas here. That's referring to Mikra Muat. It's not Mefurish Bikra, but it is through these various drashas. And then the Gemara says to finish off the Perek here, Hein Hein Gufei Torah. The Mishnah finish off by saying these are all Dine Gufei Torah. Hani in Hanechlo, these are the only ones mentioned in the Mishnah Chagiga. Nothing else is Gufei Torah. No, Ela Eima Hein Vehein Gufei Torah. They're all. Those that are mentioned explicitly and those that are learned out through drashas, all of it's considered Gufei Torah. There are no different levels. They're all considered the part of Torah. Hadron Lach HaKol Chayavim.
I think that was what you said, two. It says, Hein. There's two, gives two examples.
I don't remember.
Hein Gufei Torah.
Yeah. I don't remember. Okay. Fine. So that says the new parak, the new Mishnah. Ein dorshin by Arayos b'shlosha. A person cannot give a drasha shir on Arayos with three people. Rashi says two and himself. So it can't be three people in a chabur learning. The lo b'maisim b'reishis. You can't learn maisim b'reishis either b'shnayim with two people. That means you and someone else. Only by yourself you can learn, but not with somebody else. And Rashi, look at the definition of Maisa Bereishis. Tosas writes here, Ein Dorshin B'Maisa Bereishis, Perish Rabbeinu Tam, Hushem Membeis Osios Hayotim B'Bereishis U'Mipasuk Shalachar. The 42 letters, the first 42 letters of the Torah, is referring to, that's a Shem of Hashem of 42 letters. That's what it means, Maisa Bereishis. Others refer to, referring to Sefer Yetzirah, learning how the whole Maisa Bereishis Al Pi Kabbalah happened. Tosus, rather Rambam thinks it's about learning the depth of how creation happened. Whatever it is, you can't learn this Maisa Bereishis with two people, only on your own. And lo b'merkava b'yachid, you can't learn Maisa Merkava by yourself. Ela im kein haya chacham m'mevin midaito, unless you yourself are the chacham and the maven. Then the Mishnah says, "Kol amistakel ba'arba dvarim." A person who looks at four things, rasui, and the gears according to Amish really should be roi. He's fit. Lo keilo lo baliolam. Such a person is not, you know, it's not fit. He's not going to have a life. Why? If he thinks mala 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 mata mala fni mala achor, the person's not going to ever have any. He's not going to be sane. That's roi lo keilo lo baliolam. What does it mean? Mala 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 mata mala fni mala achor. So. Pashas, you think what's above the world, what's below the world, what's before Hashem, what's after Hashem. That's what the simple meaning of Mishnah is. But Rashi says here, Mala Mala means Hamirkiya Shal Rashi HaChayos, above the Chayos, the various Malachim. Mala Mata, man, what's below these Malachim? Malafnim means the Chutz L'mechitzas HaRikiya L'mizrach, the eastern part of the Shemaim. And Malachim means L'marv, to the west. So it's referring to different directions in up in Shemaim, in the Rikiya, that's what it's referring to. As opposed to what was prior to the creation of the world and what was after, what's going to be after the destruction of the world. And then the Mishnah finishes off saying, V'chol shelo chasa kvod kono, rasoi or roi lo shelo bal yolam. A person who's not chasan Hashem is roi that he shouldn't be, she shouldn't have been brought into this world. And the Gemara, Rashi tells us that the Gemara is going to explain what that means, how you not chas al kvod kono. So the Gemara wants to understand, Amris Bereishis, initially the Mishnah told us, V'lo b'mer kava b'yachid, that you cannot learn Merkava B'yachid, you can't learn even by yourself. And then, Hadar Amris, Elam Kein Haya Chacham Mevi Medaito, unless he understands what's going on here. So the Mishnah is understood incorrectly. Hachi Kamar, Ein Dorshin Barayas L'Shlosha. Initially we read the Mishnah saying you can't learn in a Chabur of total of three. Me and two other people can't learn together. No, what it should be read is saying you can't teach three other people. I could teach two other people. If there's three together, that's fine. I just can't teach three other people. And further, lo b'maisa b'reishis l'shayim. I can't teach two people maisa b'reishis, but I can teach one person. Lo b'merkava l'yachid. I can't teach one other person b'yachid. Elim kein haya chacham u'mevim midayit, unless that individual is someone who is able to pay attention. So look at Rashi. What Rashi writes here. What does that mean? First wide line down. The end of the line, Rashi says, Elim kein haya chacham u'mevim midayit. He could understand a little bit on his own. Shlo yitztarech l'shol l'rav kishyistapik lo. He doesn't need to ask the Rebbe if he's in doubt about something. Kelav aruch ara lefrushei b'hadei. These are types of topics you don't really explain so clearly, so he has to be able to understand you, give a little remazim as to what's going on, and he's able to take from that and fully understand. But if he can't fully grasp this on his own with some of these remazim, then you shouldn't teach such an individual Maisa Merkava. Okay, Gemara now quotes from the Mishnah, Ein Dorshin B'Rayos B'Shlosha, which really means Lishlosha. You shouldn't teach a Rayos to three people. My time, what's the reason? Maybe it's based on a pasuk, ish ish el kol asher share bisaro, ish ish trei share bisaro chad. The darshin the pasuk, ish ish is two people, share bisaro is another person, v'chad, that's one, that's a total of three now. V'mrachman, the Torah says lo sikrevu legalis erva, don't expose, don't reveal the halachos of arayos in the total of three people. So if it's based on psukim el miat, if that's the case, dichsev ish ish ki kal alokav, a man curses Hashem, ish ish asheite mizar lemalach. Hachanami, would you say the same thing? You can't teach this halacha since it says ishis. You can't teach about megadif cursing Hashem in front of two other people, and you can't teach about molech if there's only two people. That doesn't make any sense. Elahanu mibayle. The words ishis are extra there. Lerabos es hanachim to come to teach me that why did it say ishis ki kal elokav being megadif Hashem blasphemizing? Why? To include shenachrim shemuzharin al birkas Hashem va'avodazar kisrael, that even a nachri is chayiv in keeping a birkas Hashem. They can't curse Hashem, and they always have to keep the lachas of avodazar. These are two of the shiva mitzvahs b'nei Noach, which we know based on ish ish. So hainami, so too when it says ish ish in the context of arayos as well is mi bailei to teach me l'rabos is a nachrim shemuzharim al harayos kisrael, that they're included in the halachas of arayos like a yid is, and therefore it's not teaching me who you could teach, how many people you could teach to. It's completely teaching another halacha of the nachrim are included in these yisurim. So then the question is, how do you know then you can only teach three people at a time, or rather you can't teach three people at a time arayos? So Ella must be from another pasuk, b'nechsiv u'shmartem es mishmarti, you have to protect my mishmar. What does that mean? U'shmartem is plural trei. Mishmarti is chad, that's another one, that's a total of three. V'amrachman, the Torah says, Levilti asos michukis ha-toevos. Don't do toevos, and toevos is referring to arayos. Don't teach toevos in front of three people. So if that's the drasha, El Miatim, the Pasuk says elsewhere, Dechsev Ushmartim is a Shabbos. Ushmartim is a mitzvos. Ushmartim is Mishmeres HaKodesh. Hachinami, all these other areas of halacha, you also have to limit it to Shmartim to two people only, and then not three? Obviously, that's not true. So Ella, you know the reason why? It must be because Amar Vashi, my ain dorshin by Arayos Bishlosha. What it means is ain dorshin bisisrei Arayos. What it means is, yes, certainly you could teach, give shir in Arayos to as many people as you want. You can't teach the secret of Arayos to three people. Why? Now, firstly, what's considered sisrei Arayos? So Rashi says what we said earlier in the end of last parak, that bas anusasa, which is not mefurish bekra, that's only based in the drasha. So we're concerned. So what's the concern here? Why can't you teach three people? It has to be only two people. So my time, svaru, it's based on logic. Beitre, if you're teaching two people, kiyosvi kame, when they're singing in front of Rabbi, in front of the Rebbe, chad shakavatar bahadeh, one guy, Rabbi, one guy is asking questions to the Rebbe, and the Rebbe's answering. V'idach, the other guy there, matzi odne, he's leaning his ear, legamra, to learn, to understand. So that's going to be fine. Problem is, if you have tflas, if you have three people that are there, so chad shakavatar bahadeh Rebbe, one guy is asking a question to the Rebbe, and the hanach tre, the other two guys, shakavatar bahadeh hadadeh, v'lo yadi mai kamer Rabbiu. Now they're talking to each other and not paying attention to the Rebbe, and that's a problem because Asi Lemisha Yisur Baraus, they're going to say, oh, they didn't hear that shir, they didn't remember the shir because they're busy talking, and they're going to permit an Isser, the Raisa of Arayos. So the Gemara says, Ihachi, that's the case, Kotor Nami. So that should apply to any Isser. We're talking about Gezel, Ritzicha, that could always be the case where the Rebbe is corresponding with one guy, and all the other people in the class are busy talking and passing notes and not paying attention. So why is this only an Isser when it comes to Arayos? The Gemara explains because Arayos are shiny, Arayos are different because the Amar Mar, Gezel of Arayos, Nafsho, Mechamdos, and Mesavalehem. These two areas, stealing and Arayos, are things that are very much people have a strong taiva for. So then they're more inclined to not pay attention to allow more heterim for them. So, Yihachi, that's the case, and the same halacha should apply to Gezel Nami. So just like Arayos can't be taught in front of more than two people, so to Gzela, since people are drawn towards stealing, you shouldn't teach more than two people at a time the din of Gzela. So Gemara says no. Arayos bein b'fanav bein shilafanav nafish yitra. The person, whether it's in front of him or not, the person now has a taiva for Arayos. So it's a very strong taiva. But gezel b'fanav nafish yitra. Shlo b'fanav lo nafish yitra. Only when a person sees a gzel in front of him, the opportunity to steal, then his taiva is growing. But when the gzel is not in front of him, his yitra is not so strong. So therefore, when he's in front of shir, he's able to pay attention to his Rebbe when it's about gzela. When it's about Arayos, any excuse he can to not pay attention, to find some heter, then he'll find such a heter and not pay attention. So therefore, when it comes to teaching Arayos, it must be to only two people, one or two people, no more than that. Okay, Gemara now says, Lo Maish Bereishis Bishnayim. You shouldn't teach Maish Bereishis Lishnayim to two people. Nohani Mila, how do you know this halacha? So this one, the Gemara finds a pasuk. The Tanya Rabbanan, the Braisa quotes a pasuk, it says in the beginning of Sefer Dvarim, Kishal na liyamim rishon, when you ask about the earlier days, so we see Yachid Shoel, Kishal is an individual, Yachid asks a question. Yachid Shoel, v'ein shnaim shalom, only one person asks, not two. Yachal Yishal Adam Kodim Shinivra Olam, a person could ask about what happened prior to the creation of the world. Tamalomer, no, limin hayom asher bar elokim, only from the day that the world was created, Adam al aretz, can you ask about, but not prior to that. Yachal lo yishal adam yisheshes yimei bereishis. Maybe a person shouldn't ask about the 6 days of creation. Tamalomer, no, liyamim harishonim asher hayu lefanecha, that you can ask about the first 6 days. You can't ask about prior to that, but this first yamim rishonim you can ask about. Yachal yishal adam mala 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 mata mala pni mala acher. Tamalomer, no, lemiksei hashemayim v'ad ksei hashemayim, lemiksei hashemayim v'ad ksei hashemayim, ata shoel, v'en ata shoel mala 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 mata mala pni mala acher. It says from the one end of the sky to the other end, but nothing beyond that. Only within those parameters could a person ask. So then the Gemara says, let's go just to the top a little bit of Yud Beis Amud Aleph. So now, hashta d'nafka, now that we've learned out, lemiksei hashemayim v'ad ksei hashemayim, so then you can't ask beyond those borders. So then, lemin hayom asher bara elokim, Adam halaretz lamali. What's the need for that pasuk then? So the Gemara says to teach me a completely different drasha. Kedir Rabbi Elazar, Dama Rabbi Elazar, Adam harishon min haaretz ad the rakia. He was as tall. He was from the ground until the rakia. That's how tall Adam was. Shenamar, the pasuk says, Limin hayom asher bara elokim, Adam al haaretz He was from the ground. But since he went bad in Dinavera, HaKadosh Baruch Hu squashed him, made him much smaller, as it says, Shenemar, they placed him on his palm and squeezed him, made him much shorter than he initially was. Okay, we will stop here, and the next few daf are going to be very, very interesting. Okay.